We're learning that two more people connected to New York City Mayor Eric Adams had their homes searched as part of a federal investigation into whether the Adams campaign conspired to accept illegal donations from Turkey. It is illegal for foreign entities to donate to campaigns. FBI agents also searched the home of the mayor's chief fundraiser earlier this month. The mayor himself has not been accused of any criminal wrongdoing. Katie Honan is a senior reporter with The City, an outlet covering New York City, and she's here with us now. Katie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Katie, unpack the investigation here. What is the latest?
The latest is that there have now been two more people identified by the New York Times who had their homes raided, or at least visited by the FBI, around the same time as the mayor's chief fundraiser's home was raided. It's an aide in Mr. Adams's international affairs office, and a former Turkish Airlines executive who also worked on Mayor Adams' mayoral transition team that was 2021 into 2022. This shows how broad the scope of the investigation is, targeting people who not only worked directly for the mayor, and this woman, Rana Abbasova, also worked for him in the Brooklyn Borough President's office, but then also the direct involvement in some way to the Turkish government, or at least Turkey as a whole. So those are the two latest people named as we continue to try to find who else had their homes raided.
Well, and the alleged scheme here would have allowed money coming from foreign business entities to be masked as donations from American citizens who did not actually donate the money. So tell us what the campaign is actually being investigated for.
So what it appears the investigators are looking at are people who donated to this campaign. Not that the campaign did anything wrong at this point, but that they received money potentially from people who should not have been giving it to them.
And so why did the FBI seize Mayor Adams' phones and iPad in a very dramatic way, right on the streets of New York City? Why such a public display?
Well, it's unclear exactly what they are looking for in his phones and his tablets. And as for why it was done on the streets of Manhattan after an event, there's been some reporting that implies it's retaliation for messaging around his criticism of the federal government and what he says is not enough financial support during the asylum seeker crisis. He does seem to have his phones back now, but there's still a lot of questions as to what they're looking for, what they are hoping to find on these devices. And we will see, hopefully at some point, what it is exactly they're looking for.
Well, but to obtain a search warrant, prosecutors would need to convince a judge that they have probable cause, that there is evidence of a crime on those electronic devices.
Exactly. And at this point, we don't know what the search warrant said in full. We don't know exactly what they're looking for in those cell phones and tablets. So there's still a lot of questions. And to be clear, the mayor has not been accused of any wrongdoing.
Right.
The chief counsel to City Hall has said that he is not the target of these investigations, but it certainly is not a good look for the mayor of New York City to have all this stuff swirling around him.
Well, and Adams himself has said he has longstanding ties to Turkey. He's visited a few times, but you found connections between the Adams campaign and Turkey. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, my colleagues at the city found that the mayor accepted donations from three members of a foundation that was incorporated by the son of the Turkish president. Board members include other relatives of the Turkish president, and the mayor has attended events with this foundation, and he's, done a lot of work with members of this foundation. So those are sort of these ties. And the mayor, as Brooklyn Borough president and now mayor of New York City, he, of course, works with lots of different people from all over the world that mm-hmm. now live in New York City. But this seems particularly notable who he was taking money from in these specific organizations he had met with.
So, Katie, you spoke with the mayor about all this. What did he tell you?
Yeah, I spoke with him on Sunday morning, which feels like a lifetime ago, but it was soon after it was reported that his phones had been seized. And what he was very upset about was this idea of the leaks coming from the feds. He said, we're cooperating, we're giving them what they're asking for, but they don't appreciate that reporters are now finding out what's going on. So he has been very controlled in what he says. A lot of the messaging is coming from his chief counsel at City Hall and not from him, but he's certainly feeling the pressure from reporters as we continue to ask these questions and these stories continue to come out.
Well, and how does this end for Adams? And it's worth noting that he has other investigations swirling as well.
Yeah, we had reported in August. There's not an investigation, but we reported in August about other potential straw donations. There were six people who were indicted for other straw donations to him. Again, he was not implicated in this, but there's a lot of stuff swirling around him. As for how it ends, I wish I knew. I think now we're just still monitoring it and seeing what's going on and seeing what this could mean for him as mayor of New York City. But then also politically, he's up for re-election in 2025, how that can shake out and how he can continue to be the mayor of the city, which is dealing with, you know, a lot of issues as any big city does.
Katie Honan is senior reporter with The City. Katie, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.